A few weeks ago, I had the honor, indeed the privilege, of telling a bedtime story to my grandnieces. Marin, who is 7, and her sister Sarah, who is 4, were going to bed, and I had the privilege of reading them a book as they prepared to face the darkness. Do you remember going to bed as a child and facing the darkness and wanting to hear a bedtime story? Are you grandparents? The joy of telling a grandchild a bedtime story before they enter into the dark. It seems that this has gone from one generation to the next. People need to be comforted as we face the dark. Today's gospel is a story that takes place in the dark. Why? Because Nicodemus, a scholar and a leading Pharisee, was afraid. He was afraid to be associated with Jesus, or else he'd be tossed out of the community of Jewish Pharisees. Nicodemus had some burning questions that he sought to understand, and so he came to Jesus in the dark, seeking the light. St. Augustine, back in the 5th century, first coined the phrase, faith seeking understanding, fides quadres intellectum. In one of his many writings, Augustine explained, unless we understand somewhat, no one can believe in God. Nevertheless, by the very faith whereby we believe, we are helped by the understanding of greater things. For there are some things which we do not believe unless we understand. And there are other things which we do not understand unless we believe in them. Understanding and faith, a dynamic, a tension, a source of seeking light in our dark world at times. This relationship between faith and understanding is revealed by Nicodemus' bewildering search in today's gospel. One almost could sense Nicodemus, who is a leading scholar of the times, scratching his head in bewilderment as he sought to understand Jesus' statements. Now, we should know that this passage in today's gospel is preceded by John setting the scene of Nicodemus coming to Jesus at night. No doubt because he was afraid to be associated with Jesus. If he is seen with Jesus, he could be kicked out of the community of the Pharisees. This statement in today's gospel follows a curious question. Nicodemus, the searcher, wondering, what is this about? Nicodemus asks, how can a person once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? Jesus responds by the statement, which could have confused Nicodemus even more. Quote, just as Moses is lifted up by the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Nicodemus is wondering, what's he talking about? Now, as a Jewish scholar, he would have certainly known the significance of Moses lifting up the serpent as a means of connecting and correcting his Jewish ancestors from their disordered ways. We heard that in the first reading in Chronicles. The serpent, a creature that would stir fear in their hearts and certainly in our hearts, would invite them towards a deeper sense of faith. Why? By facing their fears. Looking at a serpent, can you imagine? Staring at a snake, are you not afraid? Does it not conjure up anxiety? This is what they were saying. Moses lifting up the serpent, stare at the symbol of evil. Stare at your fears and be converted. Change them. Nicodemus, the scholar that he was, certainly would have known this. But Jesus added something new, which confused Nicodemus even further. The Son of Man must be lifted up. Who's the Son of Man? Nicodemus would have. What does he mean? And so Nicodemus was challenged towards a new faith, to seek a great understanding by facing his fears. He came away from this nighttime encounter probably even more confused than before. But Nicodemus continued to seek understanding, for his further quest was rewarded by when Jesus literally had been lifted up from the earth, nailed to a cross, and died. It was Nicodemus, in facing his fears, brought 100 pounds of incense and perfume and oils to the grave and the burial of Jesus. He was his faith, seeking greater understanding. What just happened? This Jesus literally was lifted up on the cross in nails. What happened? And so Nicodemus continued his search in the darkness of death. At the time, he didn't realize that Jesus was also referring to another lifting up, the exaltation of the resurrection. That would come shortly later. We as believers, we as seekers, we as men and women and children are also challenged to face our fears. That's what our Lenten journey can be, a process whereby we raise the questions of life and face the fears and the disorders of our lives and our world. But unlike a serpent on a pole, we as Christians have the cross to help us face life's fears and bring the questions of our journey to our God. Did you ever wonder, my brothers and sisters, why on the top of every Catholic church in all of the world there is a cross? And in the center of every Catholic sanctuary there is a raised cross? It is a symbol that helps us face the fears of our lives. It is not a serpent on a pole. It is Jesus who died on the cross. It helps us to look at the darkness and believe in the light. These is the image that Jesus was giving us in today's gospel. Go from darkness into the light. As we progress on our Lenten journey, we move closer towards the commemoration on Good Friday when Jesus was lifted up on the cross. And then towards the celebration of Easter, when Jesus was exalted, raised by his Father in the resurrection. And so our Lenten journey can serve as a time to be curious and seeking like Nicodemus, to face our fears by reflecting on the cross of Christ. Whether a standard on a cross, on a church, or on a crucifix, or on the stations that you see. And notice how our religious education students face their fears by drawing different stations. On Friday night, they had a whole ceremony so that at their age level, they too could face their fears and look at ways that Jesus was with them in their Lenten journey. I invite you after the liturgy to go around and look how these children witness our faith. After the homily, we will have children come forward to witness to us their journey and how their belief in Jesus. They are witness for us of faith seeking understanding. We are a community which together can be defined as a group of people through faith seeking to understand, being curious about life, and being together, having the courage to face our fears. This past week, a collection of college students assembled during their spring break at the University of Notre Dame, seeking a greater understanding of their faith at a conference titled Cultures of Formation, Young People, the Faith and Vocational Discernment. The goal of this meeting was to examine cultural influences shaping young people and how the church can respond and create cultures in which it's easier to be Catholic. I should mention this is a prelude to the international meeting in Rome in October, conveyed by the Holy Father to bring young people throughout the world faith-seeking understanding that speaks to their generation, that gives meaning, that gives symbols, that gives them a way to face their fears. This shared search often happens in the various groups here at Holy Trinity, our book groups, our spiritual director meetings, our various workshops, each in their own way, helps us to face life's fears and raise the questions required to help us in the words of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, to know thee more clearly, so as to love thee more nearly, so as to follow thee more dearly. My brothers and sisters, we together journey in Lent, journey through darkness into light, through death into resurrection. This is the light. This is the gift of our faith in Jesus Christ.